Welcome to Fact Checking 101, where there's nothing off limits. We're giving straight facts. We're talking about the latest fashion. We're talking about current events. We're talking about beauty and health tips and much more. Tune in. You don't want to miss it. Hello, Ms. Davenport. How are you today?
Good. How are you, Gigi?
I'm doing well. Thank you so much for this opportunity. I'm so excited about this interview.
Thank you for the opportunity as well. I'm happy to talk to you.
Thank you. I don't want to prolong it. I want to get right into it because I want to know all about your brand and how it came about. So tell us a little bit about yourself and your brand.
Okay. Well, I'm Katina Davenport, and my online store is called Lattes and Mama Tees Boutique. I started this, I actually launched it January 1st, and I haven't really told too many people about it. What it is, I saw this vision of myself just writing words on shirts. I've never done this before. Well, yes, I have. My husband wanted to start a t-shirt company, and we actually tried. And we kind of did some things with Teespring, but it wasn't that successful. And you know, we just kind of let that go. But like I said, in January 1st of this year, I opened up the store, and my first shirt was just vision and just had one word on it. And so I wanted to make apparel that was encouraging for women. And it just kind of evolved into this brand for women to encourage them while they're wearing the apparel, other women will be encouraged and inspired.
Yes.
So the feedback that I've gotten just from people walking down the street, just wearing something simple as Strong Like Mama, it got people's attention, you know, just by wearing that shirt. And they're like, well, they smile at me. They want to talk about their mothers. And it goes into this whole conversation. I'm not kidding. It happens literally almost all the time. They want to know about the shirt, where to get the shirt. And it's kind of, you know, snowballed into that. So I guess that's what the brand is, you know, encouraging for women, empowering women and inspiring women.
That's awesome. I love the idea. I'm a big fan of t-shirts, and you know, sometimes when I wear certain t-shirts, I never wear anything that doesn't make any sense.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of times when I wear t-shirts, people, you never notice how people come up to different ones when they have certain words on their t-shirt. I have a t-shirt that I got. It's just a simple shirt I got from Ross, and it says, "Be aware, she's dangerous. She's a black educated woman."
Mm-hmm.
And you would be surprised as to how many people walk up to me and say, "I like your t-shirt," and I often forget that I have the t-shirt on.
Mm-hmm.
But you never know. So I congratulate you definitely on starting your boutique. I think it's amazing. I think it's incredibly smart. And I love the fact that you also have mugs too.
Yeah.
You know, because that's something that people take interest into as far as like when they go to work, so different things like that. So again, congratulations. You talked about it just briefly, but I wanted to ask you to go into more detail as to what was the inspiration behind creating Lattes and Mama Tees Boutique?
Well, the inspiration, like I said before, started with my husband when he came to me before we got married and said he wanted to start a t-shirt company. He had some drawings, and we went to the local printers for t-shirts around our area. We found it to be a little bit expensive. So, you know, we just kind of put that project on a back burner, and we thought we would pick it up again in 2015 with Teespring, but that just didn't work well for us. So once I started the t-shirt store online in January and found a very, very good manufacturer that worked with us and just, you know, just print on demand for us, you know, that was a big blessing. And so it started actually with my husband, his idea. And we are expanding. We have meetings in between, you know, from the both of us talking about expanding. And I'm looking into jeans. He's doing this whole men's line, you know, of things.
That would be awesome.
Yeah, of things that he wants to do. And then branching out to reaching our community, which is coming up next year. So we want to get out and have a physical store, or go to events, vendor events, pop-up shops, just all of those type of things that we want to do. So it's going to definitely take off, just more than t-shirts, more than mugs, more than, you know, any other gifts that we do customize. I've done shirts for babies. Men have come to me saying, hey, I like this shirt and I want it in blue. They particularly like the strong shirt.
Okay.
The people that exercise, men that exercise, they say, hey, I want this. I said, okay, you know, I made this for women. Is that okay? They say, yeah, we want it. So I've actually had men shopping in my store, which is incredible to me. And it speaks volumes to them. They're like, yeah, I love this shirt. When I look at it, it makes me feel like Superman because it's in red and blue, the blue shirt with red letters. So, you know, just all kinds of things. And I thought it would just be encouraging for women, but it's also encouraging for men too. I've had men reach out to me and say, I like your movement. I was like, I didn't start a movement, but okay.
In a way you kind of did.
Wow. I never looked at it like that.
In a way you kind of did, you know, a lot of people, they don't like saying much, but, you know, wearing a t-shirt might be exactly mm-hmm. how they feel, you know? They may feel strong, they may feel, you know, like they're like their mom, or you just may have something that, although they may not feel that way, by them just wearing it, that's where they want to be, so they're wearing it. So I think you've started a movement. You may not know, and it may not come into effect maybe until later on, but I think what you guys are doing is incredible, and it's incredible also that you and your husband are working so wonderfully together. So that's Thank amazing you. As well. Thank you. And so to my next question, how important is it to uplift and inspire others?
I think it's very important because we live in such a negative world. There's more negative influences than there are positive. And I know we have, you know, the women's empowerment movement, we have feminists, we have all of these things, but I kind of wanted to come at it from a different angle, from inspiring and encouraging, but giving women strength and empowering them just with words on a shirt and helping them feel good even about the messages. When I put out videos, I have stories and things that I was thinking about when I, you know, created a certain shirt, which is just very, very simple. But I tell them the meaning behind the shirt. It's not just I'm just putting words on the shirt and trying to sell it. No, I really think about it, or things just come to me. And I used to blog a lot. And I remember starting a blog for women, and I deleted it because it got a little bit too much. But in a way, I'm still sharing the messages that I wrote about on my blog through the shirts. And then other people are spreading the same message as well.
So I think that's amazing as well. So again, kudos to you, Miss Davenport. I know you've said it before. Mm-hmm. You talked about it before, but some of the products you offer. So I guess we know that you have the t-shirts and we know that you have the mugs. So could you share with us some of the messages you have on those particular products?
I also have hoodies too. So okay. I'm actually wearing one. Too bad you can't see it. It says, girl, own it. And I got that inspiration from Napoli Ever After, just watching it. Right?
I love that show.
Right?
I mean, I love
and,
that movie.
And that particular movie, there were some great messages in there. And so when she cut off all of her hair, we're talking about Sanaa Lathan, and that moment when her girlfriends told her, girl, you got to own it. I said, that's it. Because it struck me when she was feeling subconscious about not having hair, and she felt horrible. Nobody was paying attention to her. She was like, man, you know, who am I? She had to find herself. She had to dig deep and find herself, bring that confidence out. And so once she did that, she took the hair wrap off that she was wearing to work because she felt like she made a mistake in shaving off all of her hair. And she just walked confidently down the road, going into her office, and people were attracted to that. I wanted to create a shirt and a hoodie to help people, to help women feel confident, no matter what they look like, no matter how much hair they have. I want them to own who they are. And, you know, that's just one of the messages. The other message, strong, I got that message from a moment in my life where I was chronically ill. And I had this disease that is very rare. It deals with the skin. It's called hidradenitis suppurativa. And actually, my sister-in-law has it. And it's something that happens to many African-American women where it just boils under the armpits. And I'm like, it was horrible for a minute. And there was like, there's no cure for this. I was in my weakness. I wanted to die. But my husband said, you know, you're strong. You have to think about being strong. You have to stay here for your children. You can't think like that. And I was in a depressive state. I had just had a baby and all that stuff. And here comes this disease. But I wrote that particular, not wrote, but made that particular shirt because of what I went through. And I want other women to feel strong no matter what their situation is. And people interpret the shirt different ways. It always means something different to them. But that was one of the reasons why I created that. I have other sayings, you know, phenomenal woman. I have one that says, I am healed. And that just deals with emotional healing, physical healing, mental healing. It's just a declaration of being in a space where you're just whole. Everything is coming together for your life. And so that's just an example of some of the messages that I have on my shirts and hoodies.
Well, I definitely want to get the Girl Own It t-shirt simply because I went through a point in time where I didn't really go through anything, like breakup was concerned, but I like decided to shave my hair completely off. Mm-hmm. And when I shaved it off, the same exact way Sanaa Lathan felt, I felt that way. So I wish that movie would have came out long time ago, maybe 2 years ago, you know? I was very self-conscious, and I after a certain point, I regretted it. Most were like, I don't think you should do that. Men are attracted to that, you know? So it had me definitely second-guessing myself, and then I was just like, you know what? I've done it, so now I'm going to own it. And it's the best decision I've ever made. So that's why I just love that movie so, so much. Like, it kind of lets you know that you're more than just your hair, which reverts back to the song, Ternay.
India Irie.
So it reverts back to that. So I thank you so much for making that t-shirt, well, that hoodie and the strong hoodie, and sharing your condition that you had. And you know, a lot of times when we go through things, we don't really understand the message behind it and how it could possibly help someone else, and maybe you're going through this so that you can help someone else. And so I thank you for allowing God to use you, you know, to be an inspiration to others like myself. So thank you so much. And I want to take this time out. So I have this thing where I said, if I can't inspire you, educate you, motivate you, inform you, or transform you in some type of way while listening to this episode, listening to this podcast, then there's really no reason of me having it. So I always like to inspire people, and of course you like to inspire people. So what would you say to that person that's having a difficult time and is in search of some inspiration?
Wow, that's a loaded question. If you're in need of inspiration, you have to find it. I want to say you can find it within yourself. You can find it, I don't know what religion you are, through your spiritual, your religion practices. You can find inspiration and encouragement just through some amazing people online. I mean, just some strangers, people that you just don't know. They can have just one word. They can speak one word into your life that'll just make you think and make you feel strengthened by that encouraging word. So, and books, you can find inspiration in specific books that are geared towards inspirations, inspirational stories, inspirational movies. There's inspiration all around us. So you would have to definitely seek it out and immerse yourself in it and be uplifted.
Yes, I would totally agree. So, ladies and gentlemen, let's thank Miss Katina Davenport again of Lattes and Mama's Teas Boutique for joining us today. And Miss Davenport, before you leave, I would like to have you share your social media handles, your websites or links, If you have any sales coming up and if you have any events coming up, I would love for you to share those.
Oh, sure. Okay, you can find me at lattesandmamas.com. You can actually do a Google search and you'll find me there. You can find me on Facebook, search for Lattes and Mama Tees Boutique. You can find me on Twitter as well. Also on Instagram.
Okay, that's awesome. And well, I know you said that you guys are in the works of having some type of pop-up shop, different things of that nature. But personally, I would definitely be following you all and shopping with you all. I'm sure my listeners will as well. Thanks again for this opportunity, Miss Katina. And I hope you have a blessed day.
You too. Thank you so much.
If you are looking to promote your brand, gain exposure, new leads, and an increase in sales, check out Fat Checking 101 Product Placement Promo. For more information, email fatchecking101@gmail.com. And for this week, we all have the same 24 hours. It's up to you to decide what you'll do with it. Until then, live a little bit more, laugh a little bit more, and love a little bit more. This your girl, Gigi. Keep your head up. The sky's the limit.